Grace and greetings to you in Jesus' name. Happy 2024. Are you ready for the great things of the Lord this year? Well, our fuel for the week is titled, Take Advantage. According to the dictionary, this is what it says about advantage. Superiority of position or condition. A factor or circumstance of benefit to its possessor. Benefit, comma, and gain. Here also are some synonyms for advantage. Better, upper hand, profit, benefit, serve, help. Let's take a moment and look at the synonyms and see how they unfold through God's word. We have the advantage over the world because of Jesus. The world will tell you different. As children of the Most High God, we must take advantage of our relationship with Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. They are the beginning and the end. We have unlimited access to them. No busy signals or I might get back to you. No, 100% accessible if you believe through faith. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of that gift of relationship with Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. There is no one like them. So let's go to our first scripture. John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And he was now going down. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. This, again, is a second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. So this is our example of better. Advantage, better. His son, this nobleman, his son was sick. But this man had an advantage in Jesus against the sickness. You see, Jesus tipped the scales in a way that sickness had to leave. It had to get out of there. This man believed through faith that Jesus could and would heal his son. Could and would. You hear that? See, are believers getting stuck on the part of would Jesus do it? You see, we know that he can. But maybe sometimes we think, will he? You see, we must allow our faith to let Jesus answer that question for you. Religious people got to stop asking and answering the question for God. You see, let God answer himself. Why? Because we say things like, "Well, I don't know if he will." But why don't you allow him to answer for himself? God knows how to speak for himself. Take advantage by asking him. Our next example is the upper hand, and it comes from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And they read, "So it was, as a multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Now, it says, they toiled all night. They toiled all night under their own strength and their own knowledge. Now, you guys, these guys were fishermen, weren't they? So they knew how to fish. They knew where to fish. They knew what they were doing. But in this instance, they caught nothing on their own. They caught nothing. Jesus gets involved, and all of a sudden, they have the advantage. Why? Because he knows everything, even where the fish are. You see, you could be doing something and know how to do it and know it inside and out. But when Jesus gets in there with you, oh, what a shift. The advantage that we have because Jesus is with us, because Jesus is on our side, because he knows everything. Take advantage. That's having the upper hand, is knowing and believing Jesus. Now let's go to our next example of the word prophet. And we're going to go to 2 Timothy verses 3. I'm sorry, chapter 3 verses 10 through 17. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which appeared to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. So, what do we have? We have all access. All capitalized, all access to the Word of God. It says all scripture is given by inspiration of God, inspired by God himself. All scripture. You see, the world won't believe God's word, therefore leaving them at a disadvantage. Oh no, but we as children of God have the advantage. Sometimes of knowing things before something even happens, because he tells us that in Isaiah 42:9. Check it out. Go to Isaiah 42:9 and read that. He gives us a heads up. You see, we profit from the word, just as it says here in verse 16. It's an advantage to be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work. through the Word of God. You see, it's not happening without the Word of God. Some say we have a cheat code. The world calls it a cheat code. No, we call it revelation knowledge. Why? Because the one giving us the revelation knowledge knows everything. You see, King Jesus is not a cheat code. The Lord doesn't cheat at anything. He knows everything about everything. Why does he need to cheat? You see, forget the cheat code, but go to the one who knows everything. We have the advantage because we know the one who knows everything. Access to him. Take advantage of it. Now, our next example, according to Advantage, is the serve example. We're going to go with two verses in this one. The first one is Mark 10:45, and it reads, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." And the second comes from John chapter 13, verses 12 through 17, and it reads, "So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Amen. Let us take advantage of the fact that Jesus is the greatest servant ever who led by example. He left us a blueprint to follow. He said he came to serve, not be served. It's an advantage to serve. It's a privilege to serve. It's an honor to serve. And most importantly, it's a choice to serve. You see, our Lord and Savior demonstrates countless times throughout the word of him serving. Remember when he washed their dirty feet? Pause. Think about that for a second or two. You see, the world would say that washing dirty feet is probably the lowliest and far down and dirty job. You know, it's way down the food chain of great jobs to have. But you see, Jesus did the opposite of what mankind thinks is meaningless. Jesus, God himself, washed dirty feet and said to his disciples, "You ought to wash one another's feet." You see, it's an advantage to serve the living God through faith, that others may see and believe. You see, the advantage is being blessed if you do what he did. Follow his example. Follow his lead. Serve as Jesus did. Be a great servant that others will believe. Now, our next and final example is the example of help. And we got one, two, three, we got four scriptures we're going to go to on that. And the first one comes from John 14:16. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." John 14:26. "But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." John 15:26. "But when the helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." in John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Amen. He said, Jesus said, it is to your advantage that I leave. You see, he knows the advantage because he is the advantage. His presence can change a thing. His word can change a thing. And us knowing him can change a thing. You see, we must take full advantage of the help that was sent. He's called the Helper. We have full access to the Helper, who is with and also in us. You want to be reminded and remember all things Jesus said? The Helper is here for that. You'll never be alone. Tired of being alone? See, the Helper may abide and be in you forever. We have the ultimate advantage in Jesus Christ. And he said these things. Come to me and I will give you rest. You see, are you tired and worn down? Take advantage of the help. He also said, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You see, you don't know which way to go. You may not know which way to go. Take advantage of the directions given by the way himself, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. You need a home? You need a place to stay? You need a place to be comfortable? Take advantage of his offer of loving and obeying him, that he and Father will make their home with you. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Have faith and believe to take advantage of this offer from Jesus to do the works as he did, and even greater works. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Take advantage of the authority given by Jesus to trample authority over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Have faith and believe what Jesus says, for he speaks the truth because he is the truth. He says it, then believe it. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Jesus said to ask, Jesus said to seek, and Jesus said to knock. Take advantage of the offer from Jesus. Don't allow fear to get in the way. Oh no, you rule over fear, because it's the spirit, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Take advantage of being obedient to the sayings of Jesus. He says what will happen if you don't. Great was its fall. You see, he gives us a heads up of what will happen, what might happen. You see, be careful, for man says what he thinks might happen. But Jesus says what will happen. Why? Because he knows. Man is only guessing. He's playing a guessing game. Trust in Jesus because he knows. You see, faith in Jesus, who is the way and knows everything. But man, he thinks he knows everything. He thinks he has an answer for everything. That's a disadvantage. No, take the advantage in Jesus. Take the advantage in Jesus. You see, the advantage is there in Jesus for us to take if we so choose. Amen. I pray that in 2024, you take full advantage of the offers that the Word of God presents. Glory to our Father in heaven, the one true and living God. May the Lord bless you and yours. Pastor Tyron, signing off.